The company's annual picnic. At many firms, this is considered the highlight of the year, but here at Thompson Products, it's just one of the many social activities available for the enjoyment of our people. It is known that employees are the backbone of any organization. However, the people at TRW's Thompson Products are recognized as both the heart and the spirit of the company. We like to think of ourselves as a family. Contributing to the unique environment is an organization dating back to 1938, known as the Old Guard. And it's this association which helps meet the social and recreational needs of all employees. It is universally acknowledged that the enhancement of the working atmosphere is a key to increasing productivity. But through the Old Guard, another dimension has been added to assist in making the company not only productive, but, as employees themselves say, a good place to work. The Old Guard formula is simple. It provides for the needs of employees and their families outside the plant. People might consider the Old Guard an enlightened management strategy, but it's an employee organization, both operated and controlled by the membership. The continued success comes from the principles set down when the organization was formed, which focus on our social and recreational requirements. Anyone at Thompson Products can be involved in Old Guard activities. And as employees, the association guarantees you are not merely considered as numbers, but are able to develop bonds of friendship with fellow workers, as well as participating in an active social environment. Events range from a variety of sports, picnics, dances, barbecues, dinners, and parties. The Old Guard has helped sponsor the St. Catherine's Soapbox Derby. And, as you can see, there's plenty of enthusiasm from both old and young. The Derby attracts many entries. But before cars race down the 700-foot track, fathers and sons share many hours together preparing vehicles to meet the checkered flag.
Even if I didn't lose, I went just for the fun of it, because it was fun.
Well, it sure was. How do you feel the race went today? Were you pretty close at the finish line, Mark?
Yeah, pretty close. I almost tied it, too.
The aim of the Old Guard is to create a family of all those working at the TRW facility. And through the years, the various executive boards have been extremely successful in their endeavors.
Garbage pails are upstairs.
Yep, I'll have them down for you.
Planning is the key to any activity, such as this board meeting to review arrangements for Family Day.
And game-wise, on the games this year, they got to beat the game to get the big prize type of thing. It's not big, maybe a little stuffed animal or something, but, you know, regulate it that way.
It is also necessary to preview the site for any event to ensure nothing has been overlooked. But any time members of the Old Guard get together, there'll no doubt be some reminiscing.
And what's that one about Mike Coma? One of your favorite directors, yeah. You know.
Remember the time we were all at the sports banquet at the Beacon there? And Mikey's always wants to bet on this, but he wants to have a pool for the horse race.
And is that the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, Kentucky Derby.
Well, that's the one I won.
Yeah, you won part of it. So he wants to get this, about 2 minutes to post, the TV says. So everybody's getting ready, he's getting all the bets in, getting all the, everybody's dollar, collecting all the money from everybody. And the race went off. And Tony was announced the winner. And here it was the replay of the last year's Kentucky Derby. It wasn't the one at all. Then he wanted the money back from Tony, and Tony said, buzz off.
Oh, that's what I took off, yeah, and he couldn't catch me.
Two hardest guys in the plant to get money out of, Tony and Mike Coma.
Old Guard members are proud of their accomplishments through the years. The services can be as simple as a hospital visit to those confined by accident or illness, to more tangible assistance in time of financial need. The words service and loyalty are portrayed on the Old Guard crest, and executives share responsibility to extend a hand whenever it is needed. This is a vital area, according to 1986 President Brian McIntosh.
The Old Guard does a lot of things that people don't really see. They donate to various charities, Cancer Society, Diabetic Society, Heart and Stroke Fund. We have hospital visitations every week. We have two directors go to funerals for family of employees at Thompson Products. If they need pallbearers, we provide 6 pallbearers.
Jody doesn't need one. She's under his tree.
Here, keep this.
Most employees, however, benefit through the various social activities, such as the annual summer picnic at Crystal Beach.
Go!
It's a time of fun, frolic, food, and games. There are always many participants in the races, but people are also never too fearful of getting involved in the egg-throwing contest. Another summer event for the Old Guard is Christmas. That's when the executive makes plans to play Santa Claus at the annual Christmas party in December. They travel to a toy warehouse in Toronto to sample items they'll buy for the kids.
Oh, okay then.
Old Guard directors not only get a chance to play Santa, but for a few hours, they're actually transformed into children themselves. It's a lot of work, but there's a great deal of enjoyment and satisfaction for those serving with the Old Guard when the big day arrives. Children flock with their parents to the Thompson Products plant where Old Nick gives out thousands of presents. Retirees are also invited to bring their grandchildren. The plant gets a festive look with a dressing of decorations.
Oh, yes, what else?
There's plenty of fun-filled entertainment and goodies for everyone in the cafeteria. It's a magical time of the year, and it's made even more enchanting and fascinating by the spirit of the Old Guard.
Vice President, General Manager of Thompson Products, Art Goodall. Sitting next to Art is the fourth-time winner of the Old Guard Educational Award, David Galata.
The older children of employees are also taken into consideration by the Old Guard through a scholarship program to assist deserving students with post-secondary education.
Natalie is going back to Brock University to further her studies and teaching.
Scholarships are presented to recipients at a special banquet designed to recognize students for their achievements in school.
Allison is going back to McMaster University to further her studies and had a third time winner of the Old Time Educational Award.
Benefits for employees are instantly recognized when people share in Old Guard sponsored activities, such as this lob ball competition.
It's trouble, 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 trouble!
Along with sports, there's this barbecue. And the sizzle of the steak is enough to tell the event was a success. All employees serving more than 5 years with the company are also invited to the Old Guard banquet. Employees are given awards to recognize their service with the company.
Don Page. Theodore Sackby. Robert Saxton. And William Snedden.
Tremendous organization the Old Guard is.
There's a special night for the ladies in the Old Guard each year when they host guests, senior company officials, and the directors of the Old Guard at a banquet. It's an opportunity to hear the general manager of Thompson Prompt.
I read with interest and with pride the many functions and worthwhile activities which have been supported by the ladies Old Guard in this past year. I'm sure you are, and you have a right to be, very proud of these contributions of your personal time and your money.
Following the speeches, it's time for dancing. There's another opportunity to trip the light fantastic during the annual dinner dance at a local banquet facility. It's the annual get-together which lets employees and spouses sport their finery for a fun time. Guard Gord Cudney sums up the feelings of many when he reflects on the organization.
A lot of people, they look at the Old Guard in kind of a funny way. But I think what the Old Guard does accomplish and tries to accomplish, there's fellows that come in here and women that come in here every day and try to do a good job. And it gets frustrating, it gets tough at times, it's not easy. Running a press all day long or answering the phone on different problems all day long, but what the Old Guard tries to do is try to lighten that load. And by having the Old Guard and having these different activities, I think that's what it's all about. And I think that over the years it's been successful, and as each year goes by, I see more success and a greater attitude towards the Old Guard. Let me just say that it's not all these different activities takes a lot of volunteers, and there's on each one of these different occasions, the picnic, family day, and the Christmas party, there are hundreds, I shouldn't say hundreds maybe, but there's 150 people at each of these activities who donate their time and energy to make it successful for all of us.
However, it's the smiling faces of children at the family day picnic that bring the real reward. A day in the park, an event which bonds the family members of employees from all departments. Such activity also highlights the Old Guard motto, "I do not fear tomorrow, for I have known yesterday, and I just love today." As the music plays, it is obvious the Old Guard serves as an organization of strength and support for all those at Thompson Products. from the tradition of presenting service pins to employees at the annual banquet, to providing merriment to children at the annual picnic, the Old Guard demonstrates its ability to unite the people of Thompson Products into a family. Everyone is a member of the Old Guard, and there is no reason for anyone not being able to participate or benefit from some of those activities. The Old Guard stands for you.
The afternoon for us. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.